Welcome to Profits and Pixels, the podcast that helps bridge the gap between marketing and technology. The world of marketing is changing, and we'll help you change with it to become a better founder and marketer. Hey, welcome to the first ever episode of Profits and Pixels podcast. I'm your host, Jake Hare, and the whole point of Profits and Pixels is to help bridge the gap between marketing and technology. And during this first episode, what I'm going to be doing is introducing you to myself and also introducing you to the whole point of the podcast and what you're going to see in store, not only for the podcast, but also the publication, the blog, that's all living at profitsandpixels.com. And so I'm your host, Jake Hare. Really, the whole reason I started Profits and Pixels is because of my journey the last few years building my own company. I'm not a self-trained marketer, or I'm not a traditionally trained marketer. I was self-taught completely. I had to figure all of it out myself. And I found one of the things that I noticed during my journey was how convoluted and confusing the technology and marketing space can be when it's working together. There's a lot of tools out there. There's a lot of solutions out there. There's a lot of ways to automate different processes of your business. And I had to figure out all of that stuff myself during my journey building my business. But let's go ahead and start from the beginning. So I'm from California originally, grew up in Southern California, pretty poor background. I was homeless actually for a while when I was a kid. Didn't come from much. I was really scrappy and hustled hard, like I'm sure a lot of you listening to this did, to get to where I am today. I went to college, not for marketing, for political science, a degree I use very little to at all nowadays. And then once I graduated college, I joined the military. I always thought I wanted to go to law school. So my goal was to go to the Army and then go to law school and have the Army pay for law school for me. I'm glad I never ended up going to law school. I think that would have been a big mistake, mostly because my whole life I had been hustling. And my whole life I had been figuring out ways to make lunch money, to sell different things, to like just get by. And I think a lot of those skills translated over to my ability to grow my business, which is what I did once I left the military. Once I left the military, I got a job in the tech space, and that was my first like actual foray into like what entrepreneurship actually is. And seeing all these different entrepreneurs and all these successful startups and them building their companies. And although I had always been a hustler and hustled my way to a career at that point, I knew I always wanted something more than that. And so about a year after leaving the Army, I decided to quit the job I was at. I was a little naive. I thought it would be a lot easier to start my company than it actually was. But I started my company. I started my company LaunchPeer, which does web and mobile development for startups specifically. And the first 2 years of running LaunchPeer was a rough road. I documented a lot on my personal blog, so if you want to check that out, I'll post a link in the show notes. But it was really difficult to grow my business the first couple years, mostly because, yes, the idea was good, but the marketing piece was something that just completely, I had no experience in it at all. I wasn't trained in it. It's not like I went to school for it. I didn't take any course in it or anything. I really just kind of had to pick up stuff as I went. And a lot of the first couple years was just figuring it out, like what email marketing solution I should use, what content marketing was, like how to run Facebook ads, how to run PPC ads in general, how to write a good blog post, how to write a good headline, even how to have a good website that converted people into customers. I didn't know any of that stuff when I started out. And there's a lot of resources online to read about that stuff. And I just consumed every piece of content that I possibly could online, blogs, podcasts, books. I mean, for the first 2 years of the business, it was just learning. And the last year of the business, we went from, I think we were about $5,000 to $10,000 MRR to $100,000 MRR in 6 months. And that's because what I had done was I had learned for 2 years and finally decided one day, I'm going to put all this stuff into practice and start using it, or the business is going to fail. That's what we did. We put all the stuff that we learned into practice, threw everything that we were doing before out the window, all the things that we thought were supposed to work that weren't working, all the convoluted different types of marketing we were doing, and just kind of cobbling together things and put an actual system in place to help get new customers. And that's when we exploded. And today we're sitting at about 24 employees. I couldn't be happier for the business that I've grown. But what I want to do with Profits and Pixels, and the reason that I decided to start it, is I want to help founders and marketers bridge the gap between marketing and technology. I think that was the piece that I was really missing the first couple of years of running my business is that, sure, you can be great at strategy. You can be great at writing content. You can be great at just coming up with new innovative ways to say or do different things. But if you don't have the like that technology piece to back you up, how to figure out what marketing tools you should use based on what kind of marketing is going to work, how to promote the content, like how to run PPC ads to get eyes on the content, all of these different things, it really is meaningless one without the other. And so the whole point of this podcast is to help you do that. Now during the podcast, what we're going to be doing is it's going to be a combination of a lot of different things. One, it's going to be my opinion and talking about different things that are happening in the marketing and technology space, like different trends that are happening, different things that I'm experimenting with that are actually working. The next episode, we're going to be talking about my Quora ads experiment. I spent $1,000 on Quora ads, and a lot of people, I think, don't even know Quora ads even exist yet, or they haven't tried them. And I spent $1,000 in December of 2017 to figure out whether they would work for us. And now this year, we're probably going to spend $100,000 on Quora ads because they just worked so well for us compared to other methods that we used to get traffic. So we're going to be talking about stuff like that, different tactics. And I'm going to be honest with you, I'm still not an expert in a lot of these things, and I'm not going to pretend to be. The people that we're going to be getting on the podcast, because we're also going to be doing interviews, are going to be founders of different marketing tech tools, and I'm going to call them MarTech for short, different MarTech tools. They're going to be giving you all the information about what their product is, how it works, how it can benefit you, how to integrate it into your existing marketing stack if you have one. And even we're going to have experts on. They're going to talk to you about how to even create a marketing stack. Because there's so many tools and options out there, it can be very overwhelming to figure out what email provider should I use, what giveaway software should I use, what social media posting tools should I use, all of these things. So what we're really doing with Profits and Pixels is giving you all the information you need in order to make those decisions from experts in the field, from me, from people who are building these products, and having them tell you what you should be doing in order to grow your business. And so with Profits and Pixels, it's going to be the podcast and the blog. I'm really excited to be doing this because this is something I'm really, really passionate about. A lot of the people on my team make fun of me because they call me like a SaaS hole, which just means like I use every SaaS tool I can possibly use. I try it out and give it a shot. I probably have my whole inbox is flooded with like, thanks for trying our product emails from different SaaS providers, or hey, sorry to see you go emails from ones that I canceled. But I've tried so many different tools out, and I'm really excited to share with you all the experiences I've had with these tools. And I'm not going to be promoting certain tools over another. That's one thing I wanted to make really clear, because some tools, the reason that people don't use them or marketers don't use them isn't because they're not good. It's just they're not good for them, for the goals that they have for their business. And so what we'll be doing is giving you and exposing you to all the reasons why you should be using certain products over another based on the kind of business you have, how to put a marketing stack together for your business, whether it's a service business or an e-commerce business, or you're a coach or consultant, or you have a SaaS business, or you're just a startup, all of these different factors that play into what marketing stack you should have. We're going to be helping you figure all that stuff out. So what I want you to do, if you're really interested in finding out more about the podcast, learning more about what we're writing, is go to profitsandpixels.com. And if you want the show notes, there's a category on the page for podcasts. Just go there. We're going to be posting all the show notes for every episode. So every link that we talk about, every person that we interview, all the transcripts are going to be on there for you to digest. And we're going to be doing this podcast really regularly for now, probably a couple times a week, if not more than that, in 30 to 1 hour blocks based on whether it's an interview or how to or whatever. But I'm really excited. If you have a recommendation in terms of like someone we should interview or a tool that we should talk about, or maybe you've had a really good experience with, you have a really good article that you want to share with people because you had a really good experience with it or you grew your business, shoot us an email. You can shoot me an email personally, jake@profitsandpixels.com. And we'll either feature it on the blog, on the website, or on the podcast and have you come on and talk about it. But I'm really excited to continue my marketing journey with you and help you grow your business while we do that. So thanks for tuning in, and I'll talk to you guys next episode.